Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, clear skies across most of Israel, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and a warm night in Jerusalem. Perfect weather for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, Donald Trump, before a call with Netanyahu, declared, "The Iranians won't laugh anymore." He criticized Iran for playing games with the world for 47 years. Also, earlier this hour from Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the war with Iran is not over until Tehran's enriched uranium is removed and its nuclear sites dismantled. Also this hour, Mariv reports that Trump responded angrily to Iran's demands, which reportedly include extensive economic conditions. Separately, Axios reported earlier today that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This temporary truce is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, from JTA, Abraham Foxman, the transformative longtime director of the Anti-Defamation League, has died at 86. He was often referred to as the Jewish Pope. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported minutes ago that Trump and Netanyahu discussed Iran's response during a call today. Trump expressed dissatisfaction with Iran's reply. Barak Ravid, a journalist, wrote that Trump told him he doesn't like Iran's response to the peace plan draft. From the Times of Israel, earlier today, they described Abe Foxman as an iconic Jewish leader following his passing. Let's go deeper. Starting with Trump's aggressive remarks towards Iran. According to Walla, he criticized the country for decades of deceit. This rhetoric comes amid heightened tensions and could signal a shift in U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to Netanyahu's interview with CBS News. As reported by Ynet, he emphasized that Iran's nuclear threat remains unless significant steps are taken. His comments underscore ongoing security concerns in the region. Meanwhile, from Mariv, details of Tehran's demands are emerging. These demands add complexity to negotiations, potentially stalling any immediate resolutions. That strike comes hours after Axios detailed a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This pause in hostilities offers a chance for diplomatic efforts to advance, though it remains fraught with challenges. Finally, reflecting on Foxman's legacy, the Times of Israel highlighted his significant impact as a leader against anti-Semitism. His work continues to resonate worldwide, promoting tolerance and understanding. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports a decline in the dollar, impacting Israeli startups. The sector must now shift focus from aggressive growth to sustainability. Separately, a reservist in Israel won 15 million shekels in the lottery, according to Walla Business. This unexpected windfall occurred after he filled out a form during his reserve duty. And finally, Globes reports that India has signed a $1.1 billion deal with Israel Aerospace Industries. The agreement involves converting Boeing 767 aircraft into tanker transport planes. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.